Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 18th of June 2016, and this is the 383rd Mole Out Loud podcast. This has been a very busy week, and I think it's quite ironic, as I mentioned earlier, that I got that rune thrust upon me earlier in the week to kind of slow down and be patient. And I really feel as if I've gone in completely the opposite direction. But today has been a breathing out day. It's been really fabulous. I got up early for the webinar this morning, and I actually quite like, I have to say, I quite like, especially the Saturday morning in particular, I like waking up that early and being with that group of people. There's something very energizing about it. And today we were practicing drawing hands, which are notoriously difficult. And if you've been looking at any of my Morris and Mole sketches, you can see how difficult I'm finding drawing hands. I certainly haven't nailed that yet. So it was great, a great exercise and a good start to the day. Because it's still dark when the webinar finishes, I haven't been going for the walk immediately afterwards, which is what I used to do. And so I have about, I don't know, an hour and a half or something to before I go to the cafe. I kind of always think when I get up that I'll just go back to bed, but I'm usually too awake by then to do that. So I have breakfast, and today I started doing a little bit of drawing, and what I was drawing was just basically what might otherwise have been a list, but was the things that I wanted to do today, or might do today, or might not do today, but just to have something visually in front of me, and by drawing it rather than writing a list, there was an element of fun about it, and an element of egalitarianism about what was on it. There wasn't a hierarchy of things, which a list tends to present. You kind of think of the first one being the thing that needs to be done, you know, or you underline some, which means that some become more important than others. So having that sort of page in front of me and just moving from one thing to the other has felt like a really nice way to approach the day. And there are a lot of things on there that I haven't done, but I didn't kind of feel that I needed to tick anything off in particular. It was more like, here are some inspirations of what you could do today if you felt like it, kind of a list, not a these are the things that must get done list. And so the ones that really that I did definitely were going for a walk a bit later in the morning and resting and having a cup of tea. And doing the washing up and meditating. In about half an hour, I'm going to have a creativity session with Michael, which feels like a lovely sort of, what would I call them, beautifully bracketed day with kind of creative work at either end. So it really made me realise both because I was able to let go today, I didn't feel that I had a deadline in particular, or that there was anything that was in urgent need of being done, apart from the washing up, because these things have just really, that had so accumulated over last few days that I had run out of crockery and cutlery, and it was getting a bit disgusting. So I had a really good wash up. And there's also something very satisfying about washing up a lot of stuff. It's your hands in hot water, and you can just kind of think. And I've also been listening to the radio and enjoying that while I've been doing things like that, things like the washing up and folding up my washing and tidying a bit. I've listened to what have I listened to? I've listened to a little snippet about a woman 90 years ago who played the cello with nightingales, and it was recorded by the BBC. And also there was a recording of the nightingales when bombers, oh, not bombers, were they bombers? Fighters were droning overhead during the Second World War. And I've also been partly watching this YouTube, which I think was originally a BBC programme with Marcel Thoreau, In Search of Wasi Sabi. And the reason I got onto that was because on Thursday, I think it was, when I sent out the photograph with my last podcast of a rusted piece of metal that my friend Biddy had found in the garden, she mentioned that there was some Japanese concept that related to things weathering like that, weathering in a beautiful way. And then a friend, Julie, on the Hexenschuss group, also sent a message commenting on this Japanese concept. And so I went in search for that a bit, and I think they were both talking about wasi-sabi, which is a sort of about simplicity and I don't know, one description was that it was a sort of a melancholy beauty, a sense of serene melancholy and spiritual longing, and a kind of having a sense of the impermanence of things, but also appreciating the patina of what has aged. And a way of being in a very mindful way. And I really enjoyed this program that I was watching on YouTube. And Marcel Thoreau trying to find out what wasi-sabi was by going to Japan. And so that was a nice thing to be thinking about as I was washing up and doing all these quite otherwise possibly mundane things. But no, it felt very much as if I was doing what I needed to do at the time I was doing it. And that was a lovely concept to carry with me. So thank you very much, both Biddy and Julie, for those thoughts. I do hope that you've had a good day today, if you've already had it, or that you will have a good day today, that the things that you do, whether they are quite simple and everyday, that you still have this sense of serenity in doing them, and that you can also be playful with a to-do list that you don't have to be ruled by them, as I often am. When I'm tired, I look for structures, and within the structures, I become very rigid. So this was a really nice day. So thank you to whoever for giving it to me, and thank you all very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful Sunday, and thank you very, very much for listening, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.